We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in funny car, Robert Height, 3.830 seconds at 333.91 miles an hour. Also in his first run, his 338.60 was a track record to go along with that 83. He has six number one qualifying positions this year. Robert, when we see conditions out there tonight, do you just kind of sit back and just, you know, have fun watching these numbers come up on the board?
Yeah, I do. It's more fun to sit back and kind of just watch my team work, and you know what they're up against. You know, when the conditions are like this, you know, no one's really talking, but they're focused on what they're doing, and they're trying to make record run. And, you know, we were pushing it tonight to run better than 83 and try to run 340 miles an hour because the conditions were out there. But it didn't work out. It's like it's one of those things where there's so many components on one of these nitro cars that just have to work in sync with each other and everything just be perfect to put a number like that on the board. You know, you just saw those guys run 63. Everything just had to be perfect for it to do that. And tonight our clutch didn't wear like it was supposed to, and it put a cylinder out down track. So, you know, like Jimmy Prott came back and he says, well, I guess we ought to be happy, you know, when you don't make a perfect run and you're still number one, you know, that's it shows we're doing something. So six more points today. We were low each session. And, you know, forget about records or anything else. That's what we're here for. We're here for points. And great to do this in front of, you know, a great crowd. But we're also representing AAA of Missouri here this weekend. They're the title sponsor. And a lot of work to do tomorrow. They got me busy over there on their stage. Hope the fans come over. We're going to do Nitro School. Then we're going to have a Q&A with all the John Force drivers. Then track walk Sunday morning. And then hopefully Winter Circle Sunday night.
You disappointed you didn't set the record?
No.
We talked about it
no.
yesterday.
I'm not disappointed. It's like, no. You know, it's like it's got to be a perfect storm. Everything has to work perfect. And it didn't tonight. But it was still good enough to get the number one spot. So pretty hard to hang your head on that.
What are conditions looking like tomorrow? Do you think we're going to see, is that 83 going to hold?
I believe it'll hold. You know, I mean, we ran 84 the first run, so we were shooting for quite a bit better than 83. You know, that's only a little over a hundredth and a half difference. So, you know, if you'd have had everything right, I think you could have run 80 flat, maybe a 79 out there, and we just didn't do it. But like I said, it's still good enough for number one. It's supposed to be a little cooler tomorrow. But we run earlier, and, you know, I think the track, you never know, the track could get down to 100 degrees that second session, and you might get another shot at the 340, but I don't think 383 is going to get nipped.
Perfect.